In recent months, several people have died at music festivals in Australia. One common factor, MDMA, the drug more commonly known as Molly or ecstasy. Kate Fairman thinks those deaths could have been prevented through one simple step, pill testing. Fairman is a member of the New South Wales Parliament.
What we're trying to get in place here, and we've had one test in one state, basically there's a big tent. Young people can come in, they can get their ecstasy tablets tested in by medical professionals, by chemists. They also are able to speak to health professionals. And the first thing they're told is the safest thing to do is not to take this drug. But if they then say, look, I really want to take it, tell me what's in it, is it safe to take? They will then be told the chemical makeup. And what we do know is that deadly substances are found sometimes in these tablets, or very strong dosages are found. And people are either advised not to take them, and many of them don't, of course, or they're told how to take it as safely as possible. So it's a harm reduction approach instead of a zero tolerance approach, and it works.
Kate Fairman wanted to start a wider conversation about pill testing in Australia, so she decided to go public about her own drug use and wrote about it in the newspaper. I mean, you did not hold back. You said you took ecstasy on a pretty regular basis. What kind of reaction have you gotten to that?
Actually, quite incredible in terms of support. I also talked about the hypocrisy in terms of legal drugs, such as alcohol, prescription drugs, and tobacco. My mother was horribly addicted to prescription drugs and a very heavy smoker and died of cancer too early in her life. I just want young people to hear politicians that understand their experiences.
What do you say to politicians who say, well, pill testing would be a green light to drug users and lead to more deaths?
They're not going to do it more if pill testing's there. That's ridiculous. But what pill testing will do will alert them. They can alert their friends, as in the people who get the drugs tested, if there's a bad drug in circulation. And what the pill testing organisations, the health organisations that run these tents, what they also do is distribute flyers throughout the festival, distribute alerts on SMS and all of this to basically let people know that there's this dangerous drug in circulation. Don't take this drug, which is a yellow pill with this image on it, for example. That's what safety's about because, you know, heads in the sand, don't do drugs. Gee, look how well it's going. My message is to the moral crusaders. You guys are the ones who are putting young people's lives at risk because you're not prepared to admit that your war on drugs approach has failed.
Why do you think that is? Why in Australia has the war on drugs failed there?
Oh, well, I think it's probably failed in your country as well.
Well,
Marco.
I want to hear what's happening in Australia because it's not been exactly a triumph here in the United States.
Yes, well, because I think, as I've said a couple of times the last few days, the uncomfortable truth is the vast majority of people who take illegal drugs will do so relatively safely, and they'll do so because they want to relax or they want to have a good time with their friends. Me admitting that, that's the truth. They're the facts. But me as a politician admitting that has just made other politicians absolutely freak out to the biggest extent I think I've ever seen on this issue. They are calling me reckless and, you know, encouraging drug use. They're the facts. Millions of Australians do it. Let's start with the facts.
And how are the pill testing trials that you're doing in the area around Canberra going? I mean, are politicians, your opponents looking at that and seeing anything?
You know, I've been contacted by festivals who are desperate to be able to test their pills. These guys who run festivals, they know what kids get up to at festivals. They know that the vast majority of people who walk into those parties are going to somehow get their drugs in there, or they're going to buy drugs in the festivals. Police have tried to stop this for years and years and years and years. They failed. So, you know what? All we're asking for as well is to continue the trial. We're not even saying, let's bring it in definitely, let's bring it in everywhere. We have festivals coming up here this weekend. It's our Australia Day this weekend. Mm. Lots of parties coming up, and a lot of us are just saying, pull your heads out of the sand, let's trial it this weekend and see how we go.
Well, Kate Fairman, Greens member of the New South Wales Legislative Council in Australia, thank you very much for your time and your thoughts.
Thanks so much, Marco.